Peter Jaworski is one of the researchers from the University of Utah. He says the study focused on pioneers coming to Utah, their settlement patterns, how they located places to live, and how they used the landscape. The model used in the study comes from a model developed in the 70s. It was originally used to explain how birds and forests distributed themselves relative to the amount of resources available. Jaworski says Utah is an excellent case study for the bird model because the pioneers were great at keeping records.
Excellent population data, there's settlement dates. Best of all, we've got a time frame of 100 years. So people have looked at this same question, human settlement, human colonization, how they use the land prehistorically. When you look at it prehistorically, you've got that time depth and everything. You can look at it happen through time, but you don't necessarily have high quality data.
The results of the study showed early settlers occupying parts of Utah most suitable for farming. As those areas became more densely populated, people moved to less suitable or lower ranked land.
Our results actually deviate from our original predictions, but in a very interesting way. We see people moving into lower ranked areas more quickly than we expected. This could mean a couple things. One, the quality of an area declines more quickly than we thought. This may be a result of the demands of agriculture, like I said. Second, we could be seeing the effects of the LDS church leaders' directed settlement that was taking place during the 19th century. Overall, the results provide an explanation for the historical settlement of Utah using this simple model from evolutionary ecology. But not only that, our results also explain the modern population distributions in the state.
LDS pioneers came to Utah in family units, looking for farmland. Jaworski says this makes them different from many of the other pioneers at that time, many of them single males coming west looking for mineral resources. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.